Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right, then let's say hello to a registered dietitian extraordinaire. She never falls off any bandwagon. She maintains that she eats properly all the time. She lives it, she eats it, she sleeps it, she breathes it. She tries to help everybody else out in as far as what she can, because at the end of the day, you have to help yourself. Let's say what's happening to Natalie Matt. How's it going?
Really good to see you.
It's very good to see you. As I always feel guilty when I see you, though, because I'm like, I mean, I'm like, ah, oh, she can tell from the tone of my skin that I've been drinking Coca-Cola again.
It looks like you haven't been eating much veggies.
This is the thing. Like, your body just tells someone who's as educated as you are in the sphere, like, if the person's been doing their job or they haven't.
Oh, look, it's very hard to actually tell whether or not a person has enough vitamins in their body unless you actually go and have a look inside their blood. So you can maybe see if a person hasn't been doing so well, but I'm not judging. This is not a judgy space.
No judge zone. In fact, it's such a no judge zone that we're going to get Natalie Matt to engage on the topic of fast food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually the dietitians just say, nah, nah, nah. And they don't realize that it's just so much a part of the culture of who we are as human beings. And sometimes it's just really that, you know, you can literally only go to the McDonald's because that's all that there is literally time for.
Mm-hmm.
Although the dietitians will say, no, but you pre-pack your sandwiches and da, 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 da.
You make us sound anyway, awful.
Anyway, no, but it's a good awful. We're going to really examine fast food today and eating out, and if you're going to do it, the best way to do it. And then if you're also going to do it badly, how badly you're actually doing it. Because sometimes we turn a blind eye. But we're going to put some facts in your face here that it's going to be very difficult for you to get over the fact that a Debonair's pizza filler meat large has 40 slices of bread in it in terms of the calorie equivalent. I want you to know that fact. I don't want you to fill that pizza with no more meat, no more, don't make it large, none of that. So let's take these two words first of all, fast food. And let's develop, why is our relationship with fast food as tumultuous as what it is?
I think our food environment is so very different today to what it was before. In our parents' time, you couldn't just walk out of your home without lunch. You had to have food with you. Otherwise, you'd have to go to a sit-down restaurant. And these days, people prioritize other things over eating. So in terms of getting enough food, they're just like, I'll grab something on the go. And fast foods really fill that gap. They're not for the person who's necessarily going, I really value my health. They are just somebody who is hungry right now and they want food.
And it sort of gives no cognizance of the repercussions of how you're going to feel a few hours afterwards. I mean, I'm this person. I leave the home, lunch is the last thing on my mind. Then it comes 12 o'clock in the office and we're like, what are we going to eat? And before you know it, you're ordering sweet and sour chicken from the place down the road. That's basically just like, you know, dropping it into the oil like it's hot. So let's kick it off. Can you have a good relationship with fast food though? Is there such a thing as moderation in the context of fast food?
Absolutely. I think if people do want to enjoy a really delicious burger, they should choose one that they love. So if you have an outlet that you're just like, oh, they have the best burger, go ahead and have a burger. Don't have a burger every single day for lunch. But if you want to have one maybe once a week in the context of a healthy diet, it's really not the end of the world. It's the things that we do every single day that make a difference to our diet. So if I'm eating all my veggies and I'm not drinking Coke most of the week, shake your head.
Jeez, that's so bad.
But once a week you're having something else, then something less healthy, like a burger or a pizza, it's really not a problem because the overall context is a healthy one.
But why is fast food so good? I mean, they're obviously putting something in there.
Fast food is, I think it's developed over quite a long time to basically supercharge our reward system. So when we eat super processed, high in fat, high in salt, high in sugar foods, we get this fireworks in our brain and this neurotransmitter called dopamine is released. And dopamine is the feel good neurotransmitter. So when you're eating it, you're going, oh, wow, that is amazing. And it floods your brain and you remember where you were and who you're with and why you enjoyed the situation so much so that you want it again and again and again. And so you basically set up this, what some people call to as an addiction, but it's really just that these foods appeal to the reward system in our brain and really just make us go, wow, that's amazing.
Is dopamine on its own bad for you?
Just
as a substance? So, you see, but this is where it gets tricky then.
dopamine is the same neurotransmitter that is secreted when you eat something or do something new for the first time, when you fall in love, when you have drugs. It's the same neurotransmitter. The difference is just the amount that you get.
It's very interesting that, because then if you took that out, would that burger taste so good? Probably not.
Eating from an evolutionary perspective is designed to make us eat enough to stay alive. So we're not going to do something awful to stay alive. By making it great, the species continues because they're all very happy to eat. So I think in terms of what food manufacturers have done is they've managed to really target the evolution of humans to go, humans love this. This is their kind of, there's something called a bliss point for sugar, which is when you eat a food that has just the right amount of sugar and so that it's just sweet enough, but not too sweet. Mm. It's referred to as the bliss point. And this is a point where you go, ooh, that is really great. And food manufacturers will basically test different kinds of food to find this bliss point where people go, ooh, that's just right. And it's not a single point. It's actually a range. So they want to find the range that most people find most appealing. Interestingly, that little range doesn't exist for fat. So you can add more fat and more fat and more fat to a food, like potato crisps, for example, or biscuits. And the brain just goes, ooh, that's nice. And it doesn't really reach this point where you go, that's too rich. You'll go, ooh, that's rich. And for some people, they might go, I don't know that I like things that rich. But normally in just most people, you can just carry on going, adding more and more fat to make it delicious.
So now when there's people sitting and their job in a laboratory is to make this taste as good as possible. I mean, who am I, young, innocent South African, to argue with them? And so I'm going to find myself in a position where I'm going to want to eat fast food. But then how do I make the best of a really bad situation?
I would encourage people to choose what they want and to avoid all the extras. So when you walk into a fast food joint, whichever one it is, and there is a meal option, if you wanted the burger or you wanted whatever it was, just choose that option. Don't have the chips and the Coke with it. Especially chips. They are about a third fat by weight. And fat isn't the devil, but when you're eating 250 grams of chips, that's a lot of oil. And so you get more kilojoules often from your portion of chips than you do from your actual burger. So it can really make a massive, massive difference.
Yeah, and somehow they've conditioned us to think that the three just work together. That the soft drink works with the burger, works with the chips. It's just, it's the way we've been brought up.
And if I'm not eating it, am I getting my value's worth? And it's like, yes, you are. You're not gaining weight.
Because I don't even know. I mean, that's just my natural go-to is the meal. Even if I don't, like, I mean, I don't think McDonald's chips are that amazing. But I know that when I go through that drive-thru, I can't eat the burger while I'm driving home, but I can certainly dip in and take two or three chips in between changing gears.
Stop. Stop and eat your food. It's not going to get better when it gets colder.
No, it's part of the drive-thru experience, and you put it on the left-hand seat, and you put your hand in, you get that chip, you get the... By the time I get home, the chips are empty, and there's just the burger left in the Coke. It's terrible. Okay, so should we get into specifics here?
Cool.
Okay, so let's take some of the big fast food outlets. I want to kick it off with KFC.
Cool.
And if I'm in that KFC drive-thru, which, by the way, means I fucking don't care about the chickens at all. So if I've, you know, managed to move past the fact that I don't care about how the chickens are living their lives, and I'm in that KFC drive-thru, which, by the way, I've been in plenty of times, and not because I don't like the chickens, just because I momentarily forget, and I haven't watched the documentary yet, and I don't want to because I can't. I love chickens. I don't want to think of the chickens being, like, inflated or whatever happened. They pop. I just don't want to. Anyway.
Just breathe.
I just get emotional because I feel bad. So in that KFC drive-through, what's the best option here?
So basically you're going to look for something that is grilled instead of something that is fried. The moment they fry things, you're going to get a lot of kilojoules wrapped up with that oil and that skin. And you can basically double the energy content of a chicken breast or a chicken piece by eating the one that is all crispy on the outside.
Wow, double, huh?
Double.
Sure. I only learned the other day that you can actually ask Nando's to take the skin off. I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah, you can. You can ask them to, you can ask them to do anything basically that you want. So they can take the skin off before they cook it or after they cook it. They'll do it all for you.
Then at McDonald's, I mean, this is really making the best of a bad situation. What's the deal there?
So at McDonald's, there, go for just a burger. In all honesty, don't add cheese to things. Don't double up the meat portions. Don't put tons of mayonnaise on. If you want some condiments, things like mustard and tomato sauce are lower in energy than, say, your mayos. But the moment there's a double anything, there's cheesy things, if there's a deluxe or a quarter pound or whatever, when you are ordering things, anytime you see the word feast, run.
Yeah, you say the McFeast Deluxe is 3,551 kilojoules.
Yeah, it's how many, over 10 slices of bread.
How much time is that on a treadmill?
It's a long time. It's a really long time. I haven't worked it out in minutes running, but it would take you more than an hour, I reckon.
Now let's
maybe you could do it, but it's a lot.
No, listen, I saw a thing on Facebook the other day about like a Kit Kat taking me a half an hour on a treadmill, so I can just imagine what a McFeast Deluxe is going to do. Tell me about Krispy Kreme. And they deliver us these donuts very regularly, so I dig them. But I'm always – and the problem is I'll have like four or five at a go because they're at the office here, which is disastrous. I mean, how much, you know, bad shit is there in a Krispy Kreme donut, the plain ones?
So if you want to go for a Krispy Kreme, go for the original.
Yeah.
So stock standard, it's a small donut. It's still going to be 130 calories or something, 190. So that's like breakfast, just one. On its own.
Oh, my God.
But
and it tastes like sugar. It literally tastes like sugar.
Well, because it is sugar. It's all refined carbohydrates that are basically just deep fried.
Are they putting dopamine in that as well?
Well, when you eat them, you have this flood of dopamine in your brain. But then what they've gone and done is they said, this isn't fancy enough. And they went and filled some. And so there's all kinds of creams and jams and
things.
Lucky
I don't like that. You see, my brain does do the thing. It's too rich.
Good, good, good. Because those are absolute kilojoule bombs. Those are really high in energy.
It's more than double, you say here, for the Oreo cookies and cream, Krispy Kreme donuts.
I just literally, going through their website, I was just marveling at some of the stuff that they've got. I mean, that is more than double, 190 versus 450 calories. That is huge. That single donut, I'm a really short person. That's almost half of my energy for the day.
Wow.
Like, really, it's a lot of energy in one shiny, sugary package that you eat after your meal. It's crazy.
I'm going to play this podcast to the next day, deliver these things to the office. I mean, I appreciate the gesture, but I don't know.
If you want something at the Krispy Kreme, order yourself like a tea or a coffee and at most a plainish
donut.
Unfold donut, and do that as once a week kind of vibe. You can't do all of the fast food outlets once a week either. That's not moderation.
No, not at all. This is surprising to me. Debonair is just disastrous. You say you have 40 slices of bread in this pizza filler meat large.
So this was an eye-opener for me. You can order a single pizza. They do these little mini ones, and that is a reasonable portion. Look, I'm never going to say that white flour and cheese makes for a balanced meal, but they've got a portion that's really quite little and the kilojoules are not excessive. So it's an okay emergency lunch. But when you start like filling the crusts and putting multiple layers of pizza, that is just asking for trouble. And so I saw that they've got this meaty pizza filler. It definitely fills. It's more than two loaves of bread in one pizza from a kilojoule perspective. So it really just
is.
It's the refined carbohydrates and then lots of cheese and meat, and both the cheese and the meat are high in fat, and that means they're high in energy as well. So even though, although admittedly, I imagine this pizza's pretty huge. Like, I imagine you look at it and go, never ordered it, don't know.
I just can't do meat in the crust. It just doesn't feel right to me.
Well, they've engineered ways to put more meat, salt, and fat into this pizza than you would ordinarily think possible. And then they layer it on top of each other. So I just think if you're going to have a pizza that is a single layer, enjoy it. If you've had enough, stop eating.
So I'm going to ask a question that everybody always asks, which is, why are there not healthy fast food options? How is it not a thing? And I mean, Kauai, great. I think they're a dope brand. They do some amazing stuff. But when you also start dissecting their stuff, it's not the prettiest picture either.
A lot of places do have healthier options. So like you said, Kauai, there you can actually build your own stuff. And there are more places popping up slowly but surely. You would have seen, I don't know how much you saw when you were overseas and for your one day in London, but there are actually more and more healthy food spaces starting to pop up.
Yeah.
I do think South Africa is a bit slow sometimes on the uptake, but I do think we're going to start seeing more salad bars. There are already a few in like the Sandton CBD and in town where you can build your own salad. I've seen there's one that's opened up in Melrose Arch. So slowly but surely these kind of build your salad places are popping up, and you can still, even at these places, make really unhealthy choices. So if you're piling things high with cheese from the salad bar, you're still going to end up in trouble, even though there are veggies there. So I think even like, we haven't spoken much about a place like Nando's, but as you said, there you could make a healthier choice. Instead of having chips, you could have a corn on the cob. I was actually amazed you can get corn at McDonald's.
Really?
Without any. I know, it was amazing.
Just I've never looked at that on the menu.
I think it's near the kiddies side of the menu.
Yeah, probably.
And the truth is you can get water at most places, so it's not like you can't get water at these places. Some of them even sell milk for kids. So
no, I know it's about what you order, and they're not necessarily always the bad guys. It's me making the bad decisions. All right. Give me the final takeaway here.
If you are eating at a fast food place, choose what you want and have just that. No sides. If you are really trying to lose weight, avoid extra cheese, extra meat. Just order the standard portion and don't modify it.
There you go. Natalie Matt schooling us. It's at NatMatt on Twitter. That's Matt with one T. Always enlightening. I'm glad that you broached fast food, because really a lot of dietitians, they don't even broach it. And the fact is that people eat it. It's
every
there for everyone's eating it. So may as well, like, you know, try and make the best of a bad situation. So thank you for coming in to school us.
Awesome.
Natalie's here every first Monday of the month talking health and nutrition and so on and so forth. Get the month going. No, sorry. The last Monday of the month. My God.
Eat more vegetables.
This is because of that lunch
brain.
I had that lunch. It was the deep fried sweet and sour chicken from the place down the road. It was so good. But now you see what it's doing to my brain. All right. It's okay. 2016, the year I repositioned my life. Natalie, Matt, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.